Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Muscle Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Poulter, and in today's episode, I will be sharing with you the three best ways to stay on track this Christmas. And you can tell me, I guess you're already worried, or you're worrying about how the Christmas period is going to kill your progress, right? Or you're already struggling to get started and Christmas has just come at the worst time. You've literally just kicked off your health, your fitness journey, your fat loss journey, and here's Christmas to mess it all up. Well, here's the three best ways to stay on track. I'm going to dive in with number one. Number one is to eat less during the day. So if you know that you're going for a Christmas dinner, a Christmas party, even if you're your own Christmas lunch, you want to be thinking about eating less during the day. And the reason why this works so well and it's so simple but so effective is because it means that you're more likely to stay within your daily calorie allowance. What people do, where they often go wrong, the reason why they end up, you know, eating in a way that causes them to gain body fat or struggle to lose it, is because you eat exactly the same way during the day as you normally would, and then when the event, the evening, the meal comes around, you then consume all of those calories on top. So what you need to do is, here's an example. If you're on 2,500 calories right now, and you know you're going to go for a big dinner, and you need to save 1,500 calories for the meal, then what you do during the day is you just stick to 1,000 calories. And the way to work this out is you download MyFitnessPal, you set up your calories, you know, you can find a calorie calculator online and do it for yourself. Or if you're working, you know, obviously the guys inside the program, my program, obviously will know what the calories are. And just eat less during the day. Literally just bank the calories. Like for breakfast, have, you know, egg whites with some veg or some salad or some fruit. And then you might have some protein throughout the day. And just try and stick to protein and fiber and just save your calories for the evening. That's literally what I do. And that's what my clients do inside the program, which allows them to still go out and have a social life and still get in great shape. Okay, number two, ask for accountability and support. So one of the best pieces of advice I can give you is let your friends and family know, the ones that you're going to be spending the Christmas period with, and ask them for their accountability and ask them for their support. Say to them, hey, when I come around for that Christmas party or for Christmas dinner, don't let me take the piss. Don't let me eat too much. Don't let me eat in excess. Don't let me get to a point where I'm just consuming calories for the sake of it. Like, ask for their support, ask for their help. How can you expect them to support you? How can you expect them to help you if you don't ask them? Let them know you've started a fitness journey. Let them know that it's going really well and ask them to support you and get that accountability. Because if they know what your goals are, at least when you then reach out to potentially go and have you know, more calories than you need to, just for the sake of it, hopefully one of your friends or family will turn around to you and say, hey, you don't need that extra portion, or I thought you said it was really important to you. So we need that accountability. We need that support. And number three, last but not least, exercise more, not less. What people often do in the Christmas period, they don't only just eat more food, they move less. So, you know, to get that balance, to get that trade-off, you're really going to kind of get that conversation going with yourself to say, hey, if I'm going to eat like this, and if I'm not going to stick to my current goals, my current plans, am I then going to also, on top of that, am I then going to also go to a place where I am going to still eat more food, but I'm not going to move as much? So keep hitting your steps, keep hitting the gym. If anything, exercise even more. Like on the days that you know you're going to go for a big meal, if your goal is 5,000 steps, push it to 10,000. If your goal is 10,000 steps, push it to 15. If you normally train in the gym for an hour, push it to an hour and a half. But even if it's just on those days that you know you're going to be having more calories, at least try and limit the damage. But definitely don't exercise less, exercise more during that period. So to recap, eat less during the day, get an accountability buddy, or you know, just a family or a member of the family, and finally exercise more, not less. The last thing you want to do is when you're eating more is moving less. So get that balance right. And if you enjoyed this episode of the podcast, make sure to give me a follow, Dan, the fitness coach on Instagram. Or you can also follow the business page, which is at Muscle Fitness UK. You can see hundreds of results from our clients. And if you want to learn more about working with us, in January, then make sure to DM me the word January, and you can be part of our 12-week transformation challenge, which is kicking off on Monday, the 9th of January. So I'll catch you then, guys. Hope you enjoyed this episode. I'll catch you on the next one.